Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the federal government has come through with $60 million in assistance to deal with the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. The entire span gave way after it was struck by a large container ship. Six construction workers were on the bridge at the time. Two bodies have been recovered Wednesday. The four other people are presumed dead. Emily Hofstetter with member station WYPR says there are also possible environmental issues.
There was some hazardous material on the cargo ship that could have been containers of hazmats, including corrosives, flammables, lithium ion batteries. Some of those may have breached. There's a bit of conflicting information from the Coast Guard and the NTSB. What is important right now is that there isn't any indication that there is an immediate environmental disaster looming from those. Environmental authorities are aware no oil spill protocol has been activated.
Massive barges carrying cranes will begin the work of clearing twisted metal and debris there. The White House is pushing back against Russian claims Ukraine was involved in an attack on a Moscow concert hall. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the White House calls the allegations nonsense.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and other Russian officials have sought to link the attack that killed some 140 people to Ukraine and its Western allies. White House spokesman John Kirby called the allegations deliberate propaganda to try to deflect the blame in order to suit their political narrative.
It's abundantly clear that ISIS was solely responsible for the horrific terrorist attack in Moscow last week. In fact, the United States tried to help prevent this terrorist attack, and the Kremlin knows this.
Kirby noted that the U.S. had warned Moscow about a potential terrorist attack and had advised American citizens to avoid large gatherings and concerts in Moscow. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The Palestinian Authority is announcing a new cabinet as it faces global pressure to reform. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the U.S. would like the authority to administer Gaza after the fighting there ends.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas named the 24 members by decree. They're largely little-known technocrats, and six are from Gaza. The authority has not held elections in nearly two decades and is deeply unpopular. It only governs part of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. In Gaza, in 2006, it lost elections to Hamas, which then battled its way to full control. The U.S. has called for a revitalized authority to oversee post-war Gaza as a step toward an eventual Palestinian state. Israel has a different vision. It wants to work with local leaders in Gaza and maintain military control there. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
A mixed close on Wall Street as the market winds down a strong quarter. The Dow was up 47 points today. The Nasdaq closed down 20 points. You're listening to NPR. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich tomorrow marks a full year behind bars following his arrest by Russian authorities who've accused him of espionage. The 32-year-old Gershkovich has denied the allegations. He's been brought to court in Russia a dozen times for hearings that have rejected his appeals for freedom and always extended his pretrial detention. Commercial shipping traffic is at a standstill near the U.S.-Canada border. That follows an accident early Thursday in the St. Mary's River. Rick Brewer of member station WCMU reports on the holdup in the only passageway that connects vessels from Lake Superior to Lake Huron.
There are no reported injuries, and initial reports say nothing spilled into the water after the American Mariner, a 714-foot bulk carrier, rammed into a light tower that marks the shipping channel. Lieutenant Joseph Snyder is a public affairs officer with the Coast Guard. He says the ship is in stable condition, but it's unclear how and when it will be moved.
The Coast Guard is collaborating with the vessel right now to determine the extent of the damages and determine what the best course of action is for them.
The St. Mary's River will remain closed until the ship is safely moved out of the channel. 90% of the nation's iron ore passes through this section of the Great Lakes. For NPR News, I'm Rick Brewer in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Grocery store chain Kroger says it will shutter a number of e-commerce fulfillment centers in Texas and Florida. So-called cross-docking warehouses in Austin, San Antonio, and Miami are set to close by the end of May. Such spoke facilities were designed to extend the reach of the company's network, but apparently failed to live up to expectations. The closings come amid increased competition in the e-commerce grocery space. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.